Governor Dunleavy requested a presidential disaster relief declaration on Thursday to assist with rebuilding after the November 30th earthquakes. Governor Dunleavy spoke to News of the North after a press conference and told us about the damage on the ground. He visited Houston Middle School and says it's doubtful that school will ever be usable again.
I did visit schools in the MAS-2 right after the earthquake the next day, and went into Houston Middle School and Colony Middle School, and Houston Middle School looked as if a bomb was set off. The ceilings were collapsed. You had walls that were buckling. Not sure if that school is ever going to be opened again. The great news, obviously, is there were no major injuries and no deaths. But the declaration today is an attempt to get the president to concur, and that way free up funds so that we can put Alaska back on its feet, South Central Alaska back on its feet quicker.
The estimated amount of damage approaches $80 million, and he says the earthquakes are still making an impact on daily lives.
Well, we continue to get daily aftershocks. We had a pretty good, actually two of them here earlier this week. So these aftershocks continue to occur, and we're not quite sure to what extent these aftershocks are increasing the damage that we can't see because of snow cover, and it just gets winter now. So we're anticipating as we go into the spring and the summer that we'll uncover more structural damages, damage potentially to roads and bridges, potentially the railroad, airports, and residential areas. So this is going to be an ongoing event, unfortunately.